It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. We're talking about including lead and brass among those precious metals and preparing for roving mobs and the blue helmet guys that have plans to come and disrupt your happy home life. We mentioned the gasoline shower heads up over the porch, and there's a possibility that you can have yourself some special shotgun shells with magnesium in it that will shoot fire out. Now, you don't want to shoot that out your gun. It'll just ruin your shotgun. However, they will fit nicely into a piece of 3/4-inch pipe. And you could make some little homemade rig that good for one usage with one of those caps that screws on there. There was a guy who had a really good idea to use with explosives. He thought that if you went around the outside of your structure and just as you went around having your back to your own shelter, take pictures of everything in the panorama all the way around your building. And then you could take all those pictures and put them sequentially on a board so that you could see where every rock and tree and log might be out there and plant explosives down there on the other side of those things with a bunch of gravel. So that when somebody comes to your house and tries to kill you, if they're hiding behind the rock, you go over to that picture where you got the rock and there's a push button right on there. You push that button and send them a pocket full of rocks. One way to make some detonators is to get some of those old flash bulbs. Now, a lot of people don't use flash bulbs anymore, but you can still pick them up. I have a bunch of those AG-1 flash bulbs, and I think they would be most interesting to take and drill a tiny little hole in one of those flash bulbs or break that little tip off the end so that you could pack some gunpowder in there. And if you run electric wires up to that, that will be a little homemade detonator. Keep that kind of stuff away from the kids. You don't want them messing with it. We all know about ammonium nitrate fertilizer, and from the quintessential expert on explosives here in America, which would be none other than General Benton Parton, ammonium nitrate fertilizer could not have caused the damage that we saw at the Mural building. But it can be utilized. Especially for those who want to dig into the southern side of the hill, you're going to find that there's times that you need to clear out some of that debris, and some of it's just too hard for you to be digging out. If you drill a hole in a rock and pack it full of explosives, and it's easy enough to loosen that up so that you can get the substance out of your way so that you can build the structure you wanted. Ammonium nitrate is a common fertilizer. And I think you need to note that its numbers are 3400. That's all nitrogen with no phosphorus or potash. Now, there are other fertilizers with similar numbers that will not work. Now, this fertilizer must be sealed in plastic bags or it will absorb too much water. Now, to remove any absorbed water, you can either vacuum dry the ammonium nitrate or it can be heated with denatured alcohol, which will quickly absorb the water. We're going to continue on with this after the break. Please stay tuned.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine-tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra-long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Back to talking about how we can dry our ammonium nitrate fertilizer. If you add denatured alcohol, which you can get from any paint store, Home Depot, Lowe's, any of those places, it will quickly absorb the water. Now, when it's poured off, the water will go with it. And you continue to heat the prills, that's those little granules of fertilizer, until it's dry, but you should never let the temperature exceed 150 degrees. If it starts to smoke, you have considerably exceeded that recommended temperature and should have used a thermometer. Now, after it cools some and while the fertilizer is still dry, add your diesel fuel or alternatives to dampen the prill. Now, some of those alternatives could be jet fuel. That's the same thing as diesel fuel. So is kerosene, fuel oil for home heating. Even gasoline will work. But the highly flammable nitromethane racing fuel is more impressive. It is 130 octane. Add just enough to dampen the fertilizer. Mix it thoroughly. Now, nitromethane is more effective than either diesel fuel or fuel oil. Then add 1/4 of the volume in powdered aluminum to add to the briskets of it. That's the shocking power. Now, to moisture proof, add a little bit of grease like Vaseline, mix thoroughly, and store in sealed containers. It requires a number 7 or a number 8 Dynamite cap to set it off. I personally have a marked preference for electric caps. That's ideal for excavating. If you want to tunnel into rocks, it just does a magnificent job. But you have to get those caps because you can't just set that off with a spark. It takes an explosion to do so. A primary. Well, there's another recipe would be called the Beauty Parlor Blockbuster or Beauty Parlor Bomb. In that recipe, this is an entirely different recipe, 3 times the volume of high-grade at 35% hydrogen peroxide, H2O2, to 1 part acetone. Hydrogen peroxide is found in their health food stores, and acetone is found in paint stores. You combine the main ingredients, which is your hydrogen peroxide and your acetone, and allow time for the mixture to settle. Then you add a very small amount of high grade, that's 40 to 50% sulfuric acid, just a drop or two at a time. Keep that cold. And such acid is, sulfuric acid, is to be found among plumbing drain cleaners. Now, crystals will form within that liquid. Those with bubbles trapped inside will float, and you can skim the floating crystals off the top and dry them on paper towel. That which is on the bottom can be retrieved in a few days by pouring off the liquid and letting them dry on paper towel. And I want to caution you, these dry crystals tend to pop loudly whenever so slight a touch of fire. It needs no primer. It is a primary. Now, some of that could go down into some of those flash bulbs, too, so that you could set them off electrically. There's another recipe I'd like to share with you. It's called thermite napalm. Napalm is nothing more than a gelled gasoline. Ordinary ivory soap will gel gasoline. Either the sweat flakes or the liquid works quite well. Styrofoam will also dissolve into the fuel and cause it to gel. However, the smoke from burning styrofoam is really noxious. Now, thermite was used in the railroad industry to weld the lengths of track together. It took a sparkler to ignite it, but the resulting heat was sufficient to melt steel. Thermite is simply a mixture of aluminum powder and ferrous oxide. That's ordinary rust. Because the gasoline has been gelled, this thermite powder will suspend readily in the napalm. And to ensure a quick ignition of the thermite, some magnesium powder can be added. And you can powder magnesium just by crushing it with a press. Some thought a potato cannon could deliver it, and a primer at the nose would start the conflagration. And I suggest you save that information for when the UN troops invade the U.S. Those who think that this is too radical a move in the greatest country in the world need to examine the extent that public trust has been dashed by government and media. Now, I suppose I should say this is for information purposes only. Do not actually make any of this stuff. Just put the information away for the time you see that your home is under attack, that the New World forces are coming to get you. I'm going to open up the program here in just a few moments to callers who will work within the format that we're talking about tonight, preparations for this new world order. And I ask that you stick with that material, not moving on to either praise or scolding me for the good or bad job I'm doing, or focus on what's really here at hand. You can join the conversation by calling 1-800-313-9443. While we're waiting for callers, I want to talk about activated charcoal. It's a carbon. It's a non-toxic, universal antidote, a remedy, and a health aid. It is considered to be medicine's most powerful absorbent. What is activated charcoal? Activated charcoal is simply burnt wood that has had all the oxygen removed from it through controlled oxidation or processing by steam. Before the 19th century, just burnt wood was used as activated charcoal as today, but it had only one-fourth the absorption power. So activated charcoal has up to four times the absorption power as that just burnt wood. This is not charcoal briquettes, not burnt toast, not burnt meat, or any other food that is burnt, which is carcinogenic, toxic. And most activated charcoal is made from hardwood trees or coconut shells, which have some of the very best absorption rates, better than softwood. How is activated charcoal used as an antidote, a remedy? Charcoal acts to purify and cleanse the body due to its amazing ability to attract to itself. Charcoal has many more benefits and uses for us than most imagine. Internally, as an antidote and remedy, it works by binding drugs and poisons within the gastrointestinal tract, therefore preventing their transfer to the rest of the body. Charcoal has a wide range of absorption with heavy metals, viruses, bacteria, bacterial toxins, fungal toxins like anthrax, etc. To use it internally, you take one tablespoon or more mixed into a glass of water. That's all it requires is to make a slurry. Charcoal is an odorless and tasteless powder, and it's best taken between meals. 2 hours before, 2 hours after a meal. See, one teaspoon of it has a surface area of more than 10,000 square feet. Very thin surface area. This unique feature allows it to absorb large amounts of chemicals and poison. The powder must be stored in a tightly sealed container as it readily absorbs impurities from the atmosphere. In this way, charcoal will store indefinitely in a glass jar or a can. Charcoal absorbs or attaches onto like a magnet, not absorbs like a sponge.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
When you add the chlorine, you have to wear your mask and you place it in the whole thing because it forms the after gas and it can be lethal. In fact, it's skull and crossbones on it. Then you add the ammonia, which is the chloramine that I've been talking about, which is in my write-up. Chloramine causes collateral health damage, which is on the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org. And you can click that on, and you can network that for the going to the city councils and board of supervisors to force them on the liability issues that are the result of placing this disinfectant, which is not doing its job. The products for chlorine, ammonia, and the processing of all of this cross our borders. And the second point is the resistant strain of tuberculosis. This resistant antibiotic strain is so lethal in TB that the Public Health Service has placed the one patient they found and they placed him for the rest of his life in jail in a sequestered area, because if he comes out into the public domain, he could pass this lethal TB. It's the XDR strain, and it is so lethal that death ensues very quickly. His version of the world is he doesn't have to wear a mask, and he refused to do it, and he still wanted to mix with the world population. Another migrant, another way, and another realization of how tough all this is, and it relates to what crosses and what doesn't cross into our borders. You're probably aware of the trucker truckout that is to happen on April 23, 24, and 25 for the truckers to go to Washington, D.C., and they have a whole list of very legitimate ways of looking at their world, and I'm going to intercede with various ways of explaining what are called interrelated medical and legal issues and treaty and agreement issues with this situation. But I could never equal what we're going to have as our guest, Wanda Piatti. I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right.
My last name is Piatti.
Piatti. Thank you. Amazing. And we have her on as a guest. She's one of the people that whose brainchild emerged to organize this trucker truckout. And also she has a compatriot, Frosty Woolridge. We're going to send Wanda into the Parker Pathway arena, and gladly so. I am honored, Wanda, that you're on our show. Welcome.
Thank you very much, Dr. Wynn. It's great to be here today.
Yes, and I'd like to have you open up your thoughts and tell our Parker Pathway listeners the origin of this trucker truckout and what it means and what the process is and how you see it.
Okay. It all kind of started because of an accident that happened with me about a year ago. I was working very late one night, and I happened to accidentally break my wrist. And, you know, because my husband and I have our own business, and, you know, we're a new business in Los Angeles, we are not at a stage yet where we can afford medical insurance for ourselves and our employees. So I was forced to go to an emergency room very, very late one night. It was after midnight, and I wound up having to go to County USC Hospital in Los Angeles. And what happened over the course of the next 6 days was an absolute third-world nightmare. I just never, ever in my wildest imagination would have dreamt that I would have experienced something like that here in America. But what proceeded to happen was I wound up spending about 12 hours in the emergency room, you know, sitting in front of the intake, waiting to be seen by an emergency room doctor. And I watched over 400 illegal immigrants go through that emergency room. Out of those about 400, there were only four of us that I counted that spoke English, and I was one of them. And every single one of those people was given Medi-Cal, Medicaid, Medicare, some form of insurance to cover them for, you know, whatever it was that they were in. And the one thing that I noticed when I first walked into that hospital, I mean, are we going to go to break?
We're going to go to break in a moment, and we'll cover this at the other end of the break. This is a very important point about the immigration laws and how they're affecting our healthcare system. a call-in number if...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Pathways, April 15th, year 2007. This is live. I want to apologize to my Parker Pathway listeners. The producer has been very kind enough and efficient to get us back on air, and I appreciate that. And the show had four major components today. I've lost my first half hour, excuse me, to bring this up. So what I'm going to do is do a abbreviated Parker Pathway to finish out the 2 hours, which was to cover extraordinary follow-ups of last Parker Pathway show where we were discussing the truck out and the person who's organizing it out, that was at www.saveamericafund.org. I interviewed Wanda as one of the organizers of the truck out. And from that show, Normally, I receive in many shows. I receive them by subject because I cover at least, well, let's say a dozen or so subjects and integrate the dots. I mix medicine and law and politics together and tie all the dots up. And today, today is a semi follow up on the information in the truck out and a lot of things that have to do with stem cell research. I was going to go into animal testing and a few other issues of law that won a Supreme Court decision about the Patriot Act and some other issues that relate to people and what they do and should do and can't do in front of city councils. So that isn't all I was going to talk about, but since we're going to be working from another place on the hip, I want to just, without notes and from the top of my head, there's some comments I want to make about last week's show. I received about 841 emails from that one subject, the truck out, and I've grouped a lot of questions and answer series. That's the way I usually do it, is group all those emails together into one subject so the people who emailed would be able to get a pathway answer to either reference or some comment or opinion that might help them along. I had a general impression that a truck out to oppose the Texas highway was absolutely essential for several reasons. I had a lot of questions, which I asked to the guest. One of the questions was, what is the Teamsters' position on this subject? And I may go into that later with some real experts, Teamster-wise and legislative-wise, to work some subjects in that affect our health and welfare and law and medicine. And I walked away from that interview. It was a great show, but I was extraordinarily troubled by a couple subjects that we came up, not with a guest, but with the idea that what's happening to America. The guest was totally correct. I talked about it from the very beginning that we need a constitutional amendment to be able to vote what goes in our food, water, and health care. And two, we need a grand jury of science and technology so that we can make the people accountable who make decisions that essentially in any corporation would be considered criminal liability. Or any physician who made these kind of decisions would be, medical malpractice, or it would be medical negligence if they were in any kind of setup. And they're hired by the public health service, and they're hired by cities, and they're hired by board of supervisors across this country. And I am troubled by the way the bureaucracies are handling things, and they've been doing it for about 3 years, and they've been doing it even longer than that. They have hired facilitators that they get out of college whose whole position is to tout the real-world propaganda, outright lies in some cases, in city council meetings, downshout people, city council cut-off people that are trying to talk about various issues. There are a lot of examples of violations of the Brown Act in California, which gives the opportunity for someone to speak for 3 minutes, but the city council can legally cut it to 1 minute if they like, cut people off mic, cut the mic down, silence people. And this is going on across America. And I have alluded to this in many shows. In fact, in September of last year, when I had Selling America, and in that show I talked about East City, the cities that were doing this openly, when the city councils and the board of supervisors wanted to sell their town, let's say, to the United Nations, or sell their water district to a foreign country, which they did. They just blatantly did it. And I've had several mails that have come to me from these shows. They've just been astounding. Parker Pathway listeners are so incredible. I don't have enough compliments and about my listeners. And I had a letter sent to me. I won't mention the name, but I will read the letter. It reads like this. This is about the SH-130 Corridor Summit in Texas. And this was in Austin, Texas. And it says, Dr. Parker, attached is the information about a November 2005 meeting that I mentioned on your Easter Sunday program. The event itself was pure rah-rah, held at a plush convention center with developers presenting their side in glowing terms, and no audience input allowed. See that sentence? This is what we're hearing all across America. This is exactly what's happening. The facilitators, there's that word again, facilitators. Now, these are hired people that are have their procedure manual on how to talk down or promote positions like the Public Utilities Commission in California has their facilitators. And they go to meetings and try to counter pure outright misconceptions, distortion of information. Under any form, these folks should be set in an injunction against in federal court. Now, the facilitators at the information booths insisted that the project was purely local, Austin area. Now, this is the SH-130 Corridor Summit, and nothing to do with any Trans-Texas Corridor, which is the international highway through America, from Mexico through America, and which is really called the North American continent now, not the United States of America, and it goes to Canada. And this is foreign-owned, and so these facilitators said it's purely local. It had nothing to do with the Trans-Texas Corridor, and more recently, the word has gotten out that it's under consideration as one of the several alternative sites for the Austin area link of the future Trans-Texas Corridor. And I hope you'll find this information useful, and if I can help in any other way, please let me know. And it's signed M. There's one listener. I mean, this is a representative of many. Let's call it a couple hundred emails. I think it was 190-something emails on this one sentence. No audience input allowed. And this is what the guest, Wanda, was putting forth on the Parker Pathways of of April 8th. Now, the card that was sent to this listener, it's a card from the developers. It says, big changes are coming down the road. How will SH-130 affect you? And it's going to be big changes for Central Texas, it says. Develop along SH-130 will shape thousands of people how they live, work, and travel for generations. Now, that sentence is a takeout of the Policy of Sustainable Development and Agenda 21, which was written many years ago on how to centralize and control the population of people in America. It was a copy of the Socialist Doctrine that came from Finland, France, and Scandinavia. It's got five paragraphs of the Communist Doctrine from Italy, two paragraphs that come from South America, and it is also now part of the Venezuela Constitution. And this is what's being put forth in sustainable development. This means building little towns under the concept of bringing new railroads, new roads, but no one, the United Nations, owns those roads, those corridors. Now, the envisioned Central Texas and Greater Austin San Antonio Council, it goes on to say, are hosting a public SH-130 Corridor Summit. And it's going to include at the Texas Disposal Systems Exotic Game Ranch and Pavilion at Credmore. The event will include presentation discussions among elected officials and among private sector stakeholders. The note that's here is that this did not happen. There was no town hall. And the other note that comes with this is it was all developer hype because there was no audience input allowed. And this is so serious. It goes on, and I've gotten feed off on from Georgia, Tennessee, even New York City. And, of course, Utah and Nevada, who want to have big stakes in the water development and the new currency that will be made on the corridor. There was another letter. This comes from Central California. And this was a letter to the editor that was sent to me. It says, immigration discussed is one-sided. Now, this is a letter to the editor, to a major paper from a listener in Central California. I went to the World Affairs Council meeting on immigration in Palo Alto, California on March 31st, and there's no question that immigration reform is needed. But when it was announcing at the beginning that no opposing voices would be allowed, I was stunned. The meeting was completely slanted to allow illegal immigration and give citizenship pathway, there's that word, to those already here. The intimidation of not allowing opposing forces is amazing. What has happened to open college campuses, most recently Columbia University, where the students said they run the school and when they would not allow a Minuteman Project representative to talk. What next? Burning books? Is that what our future government will be like? Didn't we fight a world war to stop that? The participants presented truths and non-truths and notably omitted other facts. Even some of the downsides on illegal immigration were presented in a positive way, and racism was brought up to stifle the debate. Only one term, illegal, used only in a definition. They presented themselves as a pro-immigration, but what they were really talking about, in all cases presented, involved illegal immigration. Is the era of discussion now over as political correctness extends its ugly boundaries? My parents came here to their country, and they came from countries that let them down, but they came legally and adopted the American culture and learned English immediately without classes. Let's have open discussions. Now, this is a representative letter that is from listeners. I've got others that I'm going to read on each show. This, to me, is one of the most astounding developments in this country that's been moving in the direction of suppression and guidance in the government's pathway of hiding truths. And there, in this Parker Pathway show, even though I had my format, as I said, because I didn't have my first half hour here on my show for April 15th, but I want to tell you part of this story, and we're going to go on the other end of the hour. Someone sent me from a newspaper coming out of the Los Angeles Times and was talking about something I've heard about. It's called the Coastal Community Says No to UN Recognition. And what this is about is that it's a small town near San Luis Obispo, California, and the United Nations wanted to take and own their water district. And the membership of an elite United Nations roster of facilitators of world scenic and cultural attractions went to the Carrizo Plain National Monument in a town nearby San Luis Obispo. As a result, with the deadline looming for United Nations to nominate United Nations Educational, Science, and Cultural Organization Heritage Site. This is how they take over the water and the property. with no court challenge. This is beyond eminent domain. This is going along in America, real world. This is happening. This is part of the agreement, SSP agreement, between the leaders of the three countries, the North American continent, not the United States of America. That was crossed out. It says here that I'm disappointed, Hund, who is one of the participators in trying to stop the United Nations from designating a federal designation to the goal to reach the oil and water of the Carrizo Plain National Monument in California. I talked to World Heritage Site managers across the United States, and none of them could think of any drawbacks. The site gets recognition, we get money. Yeah. 3-2 vote by the county's Board of Supervisors came a week after Tuft, a small Kern County oil town, voted without support for the idea. Opposition by local governments almost invariably looms. And the U.S. Interior Department immediately took over the land. When we come back on the other end of the break, I want to continue with this story of this coastal town that stood up the United Nations. Call 800-313-9443.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
15th, 2007. Call number is 800-313-9443. And I was talking about the coastal county around San Luis Obispo that has the lead article. Says in Alberta Lewis, member of the Pioneer Ranch family, said, "I can see no intelligent reason to tie up any of America with the United Nations. The United Nations is going to have advisory committees, and they do this to have input into the decision to take over the rich oil fields of these World Heritage sites that were signed over by President Clinton 3 days before he left office in the year 2001. And I remember when this happened, when they signed over the water and oil in Yosemite Valley and the Yosemite Park. And the World Heritage Site would be added to tourism, but we have to rely on the industry that keeps us whole, and that is the oil industry. And the person that's speaking is the mayor of the town, and the local Chamber of Commerce representative, Mr. Taft, who owns some martini wine interests. So we have here a situation that's happening across America where the town decided, let's call it the City Fathers, which I consider absolutely an insult to the intelligence in today's world. These people are selling us out, my listeners. It's real. They're taking America, they're selling it with the United Nations. Alberta Lewis, a member of the Pioneer Carso Plain Ranch family, told county supervisors she represented the whole town. The whole town showed in the best way they could, "I can see no intelligent reason to tie up any America with the United Nations. Please, supervisors, don't give away any more of our country." Supervisor James Patterson of this town described the designees as a Nobel Prize for national wonders to be given under the supervision of the United Nations. This is America today, folks. This is what's going on in terms of thing. I've been talking about it from the standpoint of real world. The way you do it, you have to go to the front line. It's like this organizer of these truck outs to protest the Texas highway and this SSP agreement with these two countries. Why aren't the big bureaucracies protesting? Why aren't they doing it? Because they know that 25 to 28% of the national economy is funneled through China. China comes into the Long Beach airport, loads their pharmaceuticals, they load their food processing, you know, events that partake in making food processing. They load all of the chemicals, they load all the machinery, and it's the government planners, that's what they want. It's 25 to 30% of the global economy they want to preserve, and they're going to take the land under three methods. And we'll get into these other methods on the next side of Parker Pathways. Call in as 800-313-9443 if you want to participate. And I want to hear from callers who have been suppressed at city councils and board of supervisors in their town. It's time for the revolution, folks.